Really
June Bug, what's up
Love
with you, bro?
Talk Radio.
Jealous and don't be really about what they say about me. But I feel the same thing about New York. But,
We are going live now. We are officially live. We've been on YouTube, though. YouTube family, what's up, man? I hope everybody's staying safe out there.
Mm-hmm.
I got my own conspiracy theories about that, but that's for a whole nother time. What you about to say?
Nothing. Everybody got conspiracy theories about this shit. Catherine was so tired
about
of
what?
Talking about it. Because she, a lot of people feel, my sister feels like it's something else.
Yeah, I'm probably, me and your sister probably have like the same.
Like something else is going on and we just
don't
understand.
We are live. Easy to Block Captain. Philadelphia. What are we doing? Philly, what are we doing?
Not supporting each other.
We need to tighten up. We got Easy to Block Captain in this Ultimate Madness tournament. We have Big Hand in this Ultimate Madness tournament. Big Hannibal. You know, that was his name before he changed his name to Big Hand. Oh, I don't think I know. I don't think I know. And all of that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I knew him before I knew him. It's just that when we decided to know each other, it was, you dig what I'm saying? But
bang, 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 bang,
is a big, influential part of battle rap. Let me just start. When it comes to that griminess, when it comes to that grittiness, when it comes to that in your face, when it comes to, you know, life, stories, that comes from us, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, or if you don't want to say it comes from us, then you have to give us a big part. You have to give us our respect in that.
You talking about battle rap?
Yes. I'm talking about battle rap. Philadelphia, when it comes to battle rap.
Mm.
Your first battle watching was what?
My first battle ever?
Mm-hmm. Was what? Your first battle ever?
I think it was Unkasa. Might have been Unkasa. I seen the other one, Party Artie.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you see
I was into the State Building battle. I didn't see him live.
No, okay, but did you see those before you seen Freeway and Cassidy?
I don't know. I don't think so, because Freeway and Cassidy was like an industry thing. I
was
aware of
that.
Yeah, it was very
old.
That was
the first
battle. But when that was talking, you know, everybody was talking about that when it happened.
Right.
One of the more interesting battles from back then was Lady Luck versus Ree Steel.
Okay.
That was really interesting. I want to look at that one day. Cause it
how old was that?
It might have been 2009.
Okay.
But it was a good battle.
Could you post and tell people that we're going live?
Yep, sure.
And
again.
Post the number.
That's what I was about.
And let any fans want to call in if y'all have questions for Easy. Y'all can call in and we can talk about it. I answer everything. I duck no smoke. But anyway, this is about Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? I'm an advocate for Philly. Not because I'm from there, it's because, you know, it's a different feel from here, man. Like, when you can tell if a person's from the city. Now, when I say the city, because now we live where the Caucasians is at. We live in the Poconos. So when we say the city, even like to the white people out here, they think we talking about New York. And I just look at these niggas like...
Is that the first thing they think of? That's not true.
It is, though.
It's not, because a lot of people I bump into, they be like, are you from Philly?
Because now you kind of incorporate some of the slang that I be saying. So now you incorporate it a little bit.
God,
you know
I sound
saying?
Like a New Yorker.
No, now you do, because you got to change it, but you know.
Nah, I do. It's certain things I say, father, because you always make fun of me.
Right.
I'm like, my father.
Right. But,
I say John sometimes.
You say John. It's John, baby.
John.
It's John.
Baby. I know it's John. And Joe.
And Joe, yeah.
Yeah, you was Joe. You was Joe. Get down. It's, I gotta go now. I'm gonna do the show now.
Who? I was Joe?
You was Joe. You closed the computer like it was a briefcase. Gotta do this
yeah,
show.
Yeah, because we gotta go grab the food at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, let me jump on now. We going, you know what I'm saying?
True. I can't wait till the pool comes.
So, all right, let's get back to Philadelphia. I think my first battle rap was Cassidy and Freeway. I think that was my first battle scene. And then even after that, right,
mm-hmm.
I think if you want to cancel that and you say that was like unlike the industry.
I wouldn't cancel it because it's still like the beginnings of battle rap.
No, right.
I definitely would not cancel it.
We got a 267 number on. We do got Big Hand on. But before
mm-hmm.
I bring him on, I just want to finish this point. My second, I guess you want to say my first battle was actually Hollow Man versus Enes. Who seen that battle? Who understands that? And I think that battle for me, Hollow Man versus Enes, that battle for me got me into battle rap.
Okay.
This was probably like during the times when Enes was, you know, walking to the store for the cheesecake, whatever like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, but him and Hollow Man had a battle. Now, I don't know if that's the same time as Party Arty and Uncasa, and I'm not sure, but
I think
it was
like around the same.
It had to be somewhere in the beginning stages,
because mm-hmm.
I think it was before the Lion's Den. So you know,
we
so
need Dutch on the line for that.
Yeah, actually hit Dutch. I'm telling you
okay.
to call it. So before I bring Han in, Han is been around the battle scene for a while. Like I said, his name was Hannibal, and then he changed it to Big Hand. He was on the old videos. He was on the DVDs. He was doing the freestyles. He was in the mix. He was down there. He transitioned. I mean, I'm going to ask him now, like, has he always been a battle rapper?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But so, B, could you bring Hand in for me, please?
Yep.
And let's get this shit again. Let's talk about it.
All right, you should be on.
Hey, Hollow Man and Enes is a classic.
Dom DeMarco.
What's up with you, boy?
Oh, love is love. Clay Glass, man. Can you hear me good?
Yeah. You on. This is GC. Oh,
ready? Yeah. Oh, man, it's a blessing, man, to be on your platform, okay? I see you working hard.
Right.
I see you in the deep ground, you know what I'm saying, man? You know, I appreciate y'all reaching out to me, you know what I'm saying?
I'm trying, bro, and I also appreciate people calling up, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things, though, that we got to talk about. I mean, for you, I mean, we got to talk about this tournament. We got to talk about Philadelphia.
Hold on. Before we get all locked in, I just want to say, make sure y'all visit www.bighand.com. Check out that handcrafted clothing section, you know what I'm saying? Spend with your boy, Black Bennett, you know what I'm saying? Love is love. Let's see.
I'll make sure. That's why I said make sure you text me the link right after this. I'm going to pin it.
Oh, yeah. I got you. I'm going to shoot you the link and the cover picture and shit, just in case you need a thing.
Right.
So, you know,
okay.
We're working, man.
Somebody asked, when am I getting back in the ring? We have the Ultimate Madness Tournament. URL, Easy the Block Captain versus Don Marino, first round for $15,000. We got Big Hand on the phone, Hand versus Brooklyn Hands, but we're going to get into that, though. We don't want to jump right into that, you know what I mean? But, Hand, let's just start from the beginning, bro. Like, let's take it. Yeah, no, two ends. Well, let's take it, like, all the way from the beginning, because we need to know, like, they need to know
hey.
Who was... Huh?
He's backtracking like that, huh?
I mean, hey, bro, we got
you. You're going to make me work today, how are you? You're going to make me work today. But don't mind the noise right now, y'all. I'm just getting here and chucking up this shit, you know what I'm saying, so we can get this thing done properly. Yeah, we're going to take it back from the beginning, shit. We're talking about the beginning, or we're talking about this new wave battle rap shit, Devin?
No, I'm talking about, I just want a quick beginning. I want to, like, I don't want the battle rap shit because it was something that we decided, like, to do. To, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, right. But this wasn't the beginning, and that's what a lot of people are saying. Right.
Oh, well, we're going to go back to that. I mean, I feel like it was DMX for me, the guy that all started for me. Listening to Stop Being Greedy or repeat over and over and over again. And my mom, my brother just cussing me out, trying to make me turn the song off, you know what I mean? It's just years listening to DMX, and that's why I started rapping.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, because he just gave me that feel and the environment that I was in and everything that I grew up around. It was like, you know what? I need a way to express myself without, you know,
right,
doing all the other goofy shit that we get into as young black men. You know what I'm saying? So I began to rap, started biting niggas' hands off. It started off, but you know what? It was regular rap at first.
Right.
I was just spitting this shit, writing my own little jaws. And then school I went to. High school. Everybody in there was battling, rapping, all that cool shit. So, I did like one or two battles, you know what I mean? Bit niggas' hands off. And I continued to be an artist, not a battle rapper.
Right.
You feel me? I felt like I just kept rapping, making songs, mixtapes. Hold on, let me gather myself. This stuff just killed me. You know, a nigga getting old, man.
Right. But listen, this big hand is newish.
Well, that's Hannibal. That's Hannibal.
I know.
That's Hannibal. Big hand. But see, the whole thing is big hand and Hannibal is the same thing at the same time, because the only reason niggas started calling me big hand because my squad, every time we used to be out, and bullshit would happen, or we got into something. And it was always a big nigga on the other side, you feel me? And whoever
right.
the big nigga was, that's who Hand was fighting.
Right.
That's who Hand was melting. That's who Hand was getting into it with. So it went from Hannibal to niggas just calling me Hand, then niggas calling me Big Hand. And
okay.
it just rolled like that. And everybody started calling me Big Hand, you know what I'm saying? So it's not something that I made up or put together or fabricated.
Right.
It's something that the streets gave me, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the best way to
get it. You know, it just so happens that I was transitioning from regular rap into the battle rap world around my name changing time. But what's
okay.
crazy is it was never really a name change for me. It's just what the hood called me, you feel me?
Right.
And then I still felt like, as I got older, Hannibal was like, it was too excessive. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I used to see, it was a common name for niggas to try to rap back in the day with. As
okay.
young boys and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Once I did my research and actually was looking on copyrights and all that other shit, you know what I'm saying? I seen the other goofy niggas out there with the name, you know, doing what they doing. And so I just, you know, I went with what the streets gave me and just kept it that way, man.
Okay, so all right, so I'm going to take you even back a little bit even further than that. Like, so we see how you got introduced with music, but it's like, what was that first scene? Like, who did you go to? What's the studio you went to? Was it like a, y'all was outside?
Man.
Right.
To be honest, I really don't remember. But I can tell you one thing I do remember. I had a homie. His name was Bucks. Free my nigga Bucks. He's doing like 20 right now. Hopefully he'll be home soon. But long story short, he used to rap with the Top Shotters. Me and Bucks was like really cool, you know what I'm saying? And me and him just used to be ciphering and shit, you know what I'm saying? Spitting together and shit. And then one day, like, you know what? I think I'm about to fuck with the Shotters, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, hey, come on, like, yeah, man, I want you to come on down here. So we all got together down north for like 15th and hour game. Me, Cheek, Dodie, the rest of the Top Shotter, you know, all the elites and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, and we just had a cipher. And I just started smoking and shit, like, and I was going in. And, you know, them niggas felt me, you know what I'm saying? And we all felt the vibe, came together like a family, you know what I'm saying? We just started putting out music and trying to push to make niggas, you know, to build niggas up. Because you know Philly, the city is like a crab in a barrel thing, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And even at the, on the same token, that ain't going to work out for niggas, because you still had niggas who were still looking at each other like they was trying to take each other's spot. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
But that's kind of what fueled the competitiveness in me as far as rapping. Secondly, the reason why I got into battle rap now, I'm going to tell you why I got into battle rap.
Okay.
I was a fan of battle rap first.
Hey, Head, I don't even got to ask no motherfucking questions. I mean, I took notes, but all right. Go ahead.
Listen, you're fucking nuts, too. I'm going to go back and listen to yours, too. We're going to get you right there. But yeah, so, yeah, who was that? I was talking about how I got into battle rap. Dang, I just lost my train of thought that fast. See, too much blood, man.
Oh, man.
That's
it's
how
all
life
right.
go.
You just smoke it. Niggas, we try to enjoy ourselves.
No,
I wanted to do this because, you know, a lot of times, especially like me and you, bro, like, you mean like we, like niggas don't know the backstory to the story,
I know,
bro. You get what I'm saying? It's always a story to end up why niggas is where they're at, man. Everybody has a story. Now, you might can't relate to mine. I might can't relate to yours, but it's always a backstory. And instead of, we going to talk about the tournament, of course, but instead of, you know, always talking like battle rap, I wouldn't be who I would be if we not talking about some real shit. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Listen, man, I enjoy the conversation, okay? Good conversation,
right,
man. You know what I'm saying? But no, so back to why I began battle rap. So, what I noticed was, I was a fan of battle rap. You know, I watched the URL, King of the Die. I watched all of them, actually, when I first started watching battle rap. And I realized that the Philadelphia presence wasn't there. You feel me? Of course, we had a few artists out there, you know, making some moves at the time, but it was nobody I felt like could dominate and really stand up to the upper echelons of the other places of the world from Philadelphia that's putting on.
Okay.
And I said, you know what? I said, you know what? I look at the landscape, and then I listened to my raps, and it was like, damn, you rap aggressive. Your style is just, you know, confronting and directive from the beginning. And that's just how I rap, period. It has nothing to do with battle rap, you feel me?
Right.
So when I noticed that I could transition that into battle rap, and I felt like I was already hotter than a lot of niggas. Like, I feel like a lot of niggas can't fuck with me. So when I felt like I could, like I'm a thorough dude, you feel me? I'm a real one. So I felt like I could be that transitional point, that guy for Philly to basically, you know, take over the reins and then hold it down, throw us on the back, and try to scoop anybody else so that I can get us there with, you feel me?
Right.
So that
right.
was my plan, and that's why I got into battle rap, was to make my city look good, because I felt like it wasn't a good enough job being good at the time.
All right, and like what year?
What year? Okay. This was roughly 6 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
We were 20. This had to have been about 15, 16. Me and you came in around the same time.
But see, I came in at 2013.
No, all right. But your first draw, was it, what's the name? Was it, was your first draw, oh, yeah, nigga, that's 13. Oh.
For,
all right, so
all
I must have came in 14. Remember we had the event, West Philly?
Right, that's when
man,
I
said, you're going to show, and my thing show up. You battle Remedy. Remedy Loco.
Okay, right. That was 2014. Right.
Right. I was supposed to battle a boy named Arson. He didn't show up. And we got to see you get crazy. And this is when you thought you were going to be that boy for a little while. You feel me? Till Big Papa Head came around. But that's a whole other story for another time.
I was that boy, you hear me? Like, I got that shit. Okay, so 2014, and then, all right, so are you supposed to, so who was your first?
So 2014, right, boom. What's going on in my city? WBL is the wave.
Right.
So WBL, Trap House.
Trap House.
WBL, Trap House, they have events going on. So I start going to the events. you know, just to get a feel for the events, you know what I mean? Fill everything out, you know, started seeing a lot of familiar faces. You know, I play in the streets and I played on this underground rap circuit that we got here in Philly. I know a lot of motherfuckers know me. So when I finally pulled through the events, you know what I'm saying? Everything is love. You know, getting where I fit in, you know, making the right connection as far as the battle rap shit and making a move. Now, what kind of made a few niggas sick was, once I got there, and I think I wanted to battle, you know, y'all ain't going to, y'all manager, he want me. He want to put me on, you know what I'm saying? It ain't me, like, I ain't coming in here to take niggas through, but I'm coming to complete a mission. If y'all want to come with me, y'all can come with me. I ain't coming to take nobody through, I'm coming to put on. I'm coming to make Philly sit up here. I'm tired of Philly being behind Jersey, New York, you know, Baltimore. Like, I'm tired of it being behind the places as far as battle rap. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be able to walk, to get in my car and drive 15 minutes to a big-ass battle rap event in my city because they want to come here because the culture is so
lit. Shit like that.
That's a fact.
So your first official battle was who?
Oh man, do we gotta talk about this?
I didn't go try to watch it.
My first official one. Now, I'm not gonna say it was official only because he didn't have a battle lead. It was a nigga that threw open mic events, and he put a couple battles on an open mic joint.
But that was my first joint, too.
No, you talking about down West Philly, right? I ain't talking about that.
Oh, okay, okay.
Was it Westchester? I was out Westchester. The boy had the... Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm talking about the Spanish boy, yeah.
But did you battle with that dude?
I battled the nigga Johnny Mel, the white boy. That was my first unofficial battle. I got the same story, bro.
No, did we see each other then? We probably saw each other then and they know each other then. I don't know, man.
But that's what I'm saying. That was 2013.
No, see, that's a whole different event then because now I'm thinking about it because the white boy didn't battle at my jaw. And matter of fact, I think I might have been the only battle that had happened at my jaw because.
Okay.
I don't know. They had some confusing shit with the mics. I mean, with the performance times, all sort of goofy shit. But long story short, I battled a nigga named Monkey Muns. Monkey Muns.
Oh,
is nigga
sure.
Monkey Muns. What'd you say?
You talking about the boy who came with that fucking joint on?
I don't know what he had on, but I know he tried to get up there freestyling some stupid shit out of his face.
Oh, okay.
And I was just roofing it. No, I ain't talking about Sire Hood. You might talk about Sire Hood. The boy that I battled that had the choke remix. I was fucking him up so bad. That shit was crazy, but Monkey Muns, man, that was the first joint, you know what I'm saying, getting back into the battling again. Because, you know, the crazy thing is, I actually battled back in the day a few times. People don't know this, and a lot of the footage ain't out either. Niggas will probably never see this footage. I battle tech.
Okay.
I battle tech now.
Okay. RIP Tech.
RP Tech. Battle Tech. Shout out my guy EA. Back to Basics. He's doing something for the children now. Y'all should definitely try to Google that and figure out exactly what it is. He's definitely putting on for the city and the youth. But shout out EA. Back to Basics. Real rap. As a pup, me, Ness, Black De Niro, Rico, and a few other niggas. He was trying to mimic the two off of the streets wave a little bit. And I don't know if he had anything in order, but we went to a few different cities, Cyphers and battling. You feel what I'm saying? He got footage of me at 16, 17, battling niggas. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
And I feel like some of those things never being released kind of hindered me in the totality of my buzz. You feel me? Because as a punk, I've been in a twist. I was going to all these places with these niggas that everybody knew. Niggas just ain't know me like that. You feel me?
Right.
So, but the right people, the niggas who needed to know me, I mean, knew me, and niggas knew what it was with me. But at the same time, I like to play the back. I don't like to be all in the front drawing and showing off and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I just like to take it as it comes.
Okay, so your first, like, all right, so then let's fast forward a little bit, and let's go to...
That battle is horrible, though, but... when I step back and watch it, I see the growth.
Oh, right. All right. So take us to your battle where it counted, like to your first battle,
right.
Like you it counted here.
I would have to say, was G Wiz before Legacy? I would have to say it probably is the G Wiz battle. If the G, let me see, it's Monkey Minds. Then it was Sign Hood.
It was Sign. Yeah, I was there for that one. I was like, dang.
That's a good remix. That
Sign Hood. I know.
And then I think, I ain't sure, but I think the battle that niggas really understood what it was when I battled. Well, niggas in our circle, our little circle, was when I battled
right.
Wiz. Because
right.
Philly had their own little conglomerate as to Wiz, though. They had their own higher ups and their own hierarchy as how they do things, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I came in, and Wiz was supposed to have been like so-called one of these top 10 guys here and those other shit, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, I really rap, bro. Like, y'all niggas could do all this hibbity-bibbity other shit. I really rap, bro. Like, if I get in there and really start rapping, you niggas can't rap with me. Like, I really rap. Who can really rap with me? That's the end. And that's the question that we're going to have for the tournament. You understand what I'm saying? It's cool to be a battle rapper. Battle rapping is great, and this tournament is about battle rapping. But if you can rap,
how about this?
If you can rap on top of it.
Listen, let's go.
No,
straight
let's not stick to it yet. We ain't gonna stick to it yet. I don't want to go there yet.
Maybe let's talk about it. Fuck it, you hear me?
But we having so much of a good time with these other things. You hear me?
So the Tink, when you battled Tink, was when?
Hold on. We was at G Wiz. We were still at G Wiz.
Okay, yeah.
So basically, I just want to explain the feel of the G Wiz battle. So, niggas try to act like they never nervous or never under pressure. Like, if you work hard at something and you don't want to mess up, you're going to be nervous. I don't care what nobody says. I don't care
right.
how many times I go on that stage, how gangsta I am, I still got to shake the nerves off real fast.
Right.
Once the nerves be shaken off, we're fucking done. But you got to shake them jewels off. You know what I'm saying? And I felt like G Wiz, that battle was one of those battles at the time because of how our peers viewed him, or so called in our little community viewed him, as if this wasn't going to be.
One of the top motherfuckers, even when I came in. So, I understand. Right.
So, boom. So, but when I got in there with him and he was rapping, you know, and it just was like, bro, when niggas start talking that stupid shit, you know, Wiz a little weird a little bit. So,
right.
He lost me. I went in my zone and I just was bullying him all over the stage. And definitely when I smacked his dreads all over the air and shit, niggas started going crazy, you know what I'm saying? And it was just the energy. It was a great feel. And at that point, it was like, you know what? I might could do this shit.
Right.
That's a good battle
that night. That night was a good.
Right.
It was a damn, who is
it? It was an eye opener.
Right.
Who the fuck is more? He actually got some shit with him. So I ran with that. Then,
that you thought that you could be fucking with me, cuz. Like, what the fuck
is
wrong
with you? You know what? I'm going to say that argument for another time, man. We in your house right now. But no, after that, it was one more battle where I got my first taste of real biasness. real biasness. I went out to New York. I was Brooklyn Mike Club. It was Brooklyn Mike Club, because you guys just went there, right?
Yeah, and I fucked them over there, so I don't want to hear none of that bias shit. I went up there to get business.
Oh, that was biased against me, dog. Who the fuck you battle? Who did you battle?
I battled kid. Damn, what's his name? It was kid something.
I battled the house nigga. What are you talking about? I battled the house nigga. This was the nigga that they thought was Day I Me. Oh, did you battle Spills?
No. It's coming to me. It'll come to me. I forgot who I battled up there, but whoever I did, I went up there.
It was a good battle. I think I remember now.
Right.
It was a good job. I mean,
I be like, that joint was super ass, cuz. I be like, I was ass.
Hey, that's how that shit be, man. Like, when you sit back, listen to some of my raps from like 15, 16, I be like, what the fuck was you talking about, my guy? Like,
alright, so listen, I want to jump. Alright, listen, you had the biasness. We already knew it was fucking NY, especially at that time. They wasn't trying to hear
And that was my first experience of true biasness. So I was kind of locked in that with
it. I want to make this statement for the new era of Philadelphia. We're not talking about Reed Dollars in them. I was the first nigga to go OT, bro.
You said you was the first nigga to go OT for a battle?
To go to NY. Out of us.
No, you wasn't. Nigga, Brooklyn was doing it before you.
Who?
Brooklyn Stafford was doing it before you.
They was no, they wasn't.
Face first.
Nigga was battling in Vegas.
No, right. Listen, they went to Vegas. I went to New York where it mattered, nigga. That's why Easy named.
Oh, what you want? Because you went to BMG. You can have
shit like that.
For the record, Easy went to BMC first.
Show them OT niggas.
Listen, it wasn't doing nothing, right?
Face first.
Listen, it wasn't doing nothing. But when you used to come back home, you used to be looking at him like, there, man, he got my spot, man.
Bang, 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 bang.
But you know what? I always enjoyed the little competition between me and you. It helps keep me sharp. As long as with the other guys in Power Circle, like when I see them guys have a good performance, it's not a jealousy thing or anything. It's like, bro, I want to outdo you. All right, I see what you did. Okay, I'm on. Like, that's how we self-motivate each other. You feel me?
Right.
And
right.
I think me and you blindly do it with this competition as to who the people are going to say the best. I don't ever want to claim myself to be the best because I got rounds that I think that the world loves.
Right.
You feel me? So my thought process is different at times. But now let's get into this. So the battle that finally took me off. Now we got the battle that gave me the feels that I know I can do this. Now we're going to the battle where I started to take off.
It was Tank,
the legacy
right?
battle. It was legacy. I went down B-more to battle on a B-more card, and Shaka Pitts and them had booked Angry Fan to host the event.
Oh, it was Pit Fights. You gotta salute Pit Fights out there.
Shout out to Shaka, man. That's my guy forever. But Shaka booked Angry Fan. Angry Fan came down and I just was the best nigga in the building that night, you feel me? And I had my own little twist And you know what was different from me now and when I back then, that kind of changed a little bit. And battle rap was kind of it's a little daunting to me, but I was rapping. I came in there rapping, not battle rapping. You know what I'm saying? But I twisted the bad in there, but I came in there rapping, and I felt like that was one of my best performances.
Salute,
you know what I'm saying? Angry Fan just ran after that. It wasn't me. Angry Fan ran home, got his ex, you know, threw at the screen, threw it around the crib a few times, threw his head. Who the fuck is this nigga been here? Wake up!
Right.
You know what I mean? He did a few blogs, smacked a few with his exes, you know what I mean?
Yo,
he said, hey, it was the best of him. He said it. Not me. He said it.
Right, but listen, it's funny because I remember that. I remember, I'm like, yo, cuz, like, I just did this battle with Doc. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're making all that noise, making all the music, and you're making some noise. Guess what? Guess who's eating all the food?
And then I got booked. I feel like I got
booked. Then you got booked. Oh, when you got booked, it was like, damn, I ain't got no cop no more.
It was like, yo, I kept getting reports in jail. Like, it was Hand and it was, I got a report about Zor.
Oh, yeah.
And Zor. And that it was like, yo, and then.
You know, Power Circle, man, we had this shit on lock when we came in, man. And that's a fact. I ain't doing no song shit.
I was in the county and they was talking about you, bro. I swear, like that's the only like the local battle rap niggas who they knew. You mean
there? That's wild, man.
Right. And I used to be like,
that's
okay,
wild,
right.
When I get home, I know I got to do. Fuck this nigga.
Yo, it was just like, and I'm just like, yo, I'm better than this nigga, man. Fuck is y'all talking about? I'm bringing this shit here. Like, I was.
You know what? That's one thing. But see, that's one thing. That's just about me. That's one thing I don't do, man. I don't think you do it modestly, but I just let opinions be opinions, man. Because
right.
I know everything that I think. Maybe great, a next nigga not gonna think great. So
you know,
like, I don't hold anything I say to like a standard to where it's like that's the golden standard to it. You feel me? Because I said it. No.
Right.
That's what made it clear, but
all right, so listen.
No, yeah, so I took off.
You versus Tank, nigga, let's get into it.
Let's get into versus Tank. Tank was a fucking demon.
He was.
Tink was a fucking demon. I watched him. I was watching him the rise to where he got. I watched him get downright nasty with niggas. I watched him be electrifying, horrifying, powerful, demanding, all at the same time. And I knew all this going into a battle with him.
Right.
On what he could do. You feel me? So I felt like I had to prepare accordingly. You know, like, I don't know how this is going to go. You feel me? I go into battles, and like, I'm not ashamed to admit that. I don't know how other motherfuckers feel. Motherfuckers,
right.
This is why I work so hard and put together so much crazy bars when I'm writing, when I do go with, because I feel threatened. You feel me? I feel like you could possibly say something to get over on me, so let me do my due diligence and put my work in so that doesn't happen.
Right.
So take was that kind of monster for me, and, I feel like me and Tink battle wasn't my best battle. I feel like in a builder, my city definitely loved it. On camera, I'm like, I'm so on it. I still feel like I won, but I mean, I'm so on the performance. But I feel like that was another one of the battles that kind of boosted my notoriety.
It
was the legacy. Angry Fan started blogging. Then came the Roller, I believe, at the end of the year. This was my first year battling. I did 12.
Right.
I wrote for 12 battles my first year. I only ended up doing 9, and the last one was Roller, which I didn't really feel like doing. Or was it K Holler? I'm tripping. Because I said K Holler to the fucking upper room. We ain't seen K Holler since.
Oh, K Holler. Yeah. Right. I remember, yo,
And I sent that nigga to the fucking upper room.
Right. Okay, who called you for your first, like, PG? Who called you?
my first PG, who did I battle? My first PG, was that Murder?
Yeah, yup, yup.
Murder was my first PG. So, I don't think I was called. I think my name was just buzzing so much. My name was buzzing. All right, so this is what happened. My name was buzzing so much as far as the Philly shit, you know what I mean? And Norm Jamalum would be, you know what I'm saying? You know, we know him. You know, he got some shit with him. You know, he's in B. So I believe they wanted to come to Philly, or they I heard about some Philly shit, or something of that
right.
magnitude. And somebody had brought the idea to Norm and to me to do Big Head versus Black Muga, I think.
Okay.
I think this was at that time. Black Miller was coming down off his high horse with URL, I guess, for of how he was feeling and how they were treating him, I guess. But I guess
right.
they felt like that Philly versus Philly battle would do something. It could be the next thing to you know, be something crazy.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, I reached out to Norbs. We said, cool, let's lock it in. But then I think, now let's lock it in. All right, cool, we're going to lock it in. Then I don't know what exactly happened. I don't know what exactly happened. I'm not saying J Black cheated Black Mother. He did not do that. That's not what he did. But I recall J Black hitting me and saying they got Murder on the plate too. And I think you should take that versus taking the Black Mother back. I was more inclined to not battle with Philly artists too anyway, you feel me?
Right.
But
right,
then again,
right.
I also remember that knock man bias in New York, how it is. You feel me? So it more so became not really an option, and that G Murder was on the plate now, and not Murder. So I prepared for Murder as if I felt like, all right, it's time.
Right.
Philly ain't getting the recognition. I'm at the spot. I'm at the place where it supposedly counts the most in this battle rap world. So this is the time where I need to put on. So first round.
Yeah. Murder. I got you that. I got you winning that one. And then you went to Snake Eyes.
No, Snake Eyes wasn't. See? Snake Eyes wasn't even next.
No.
This is the story nobody knows, right? And story nobody knows, and why people wonder why I'm not higher up in this echelon right now.
Okay.
As far as status.
Okay, let's talk about it.
It was J Murder. Boom. Battle J Murder. After J Murder, it was supposed to be, I think, DT got it.
Bang, 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 bang.
It was supposed to be Big Head versus Geechee Gotti. I prepared the right for Geechee Gotti. A few months go by. No. A month or two go by. Geechee Gotti battle drops on King of the Dot. I assume URL, they hit me like, no, we're not doing that battle no more. So you can read between the lines of what we assume happened. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
And so now this is 2 or 3 months that went by. Still no, we haven't seen Hand again yet. So now we give Hand Prophecy. Okay, cool. I got Prophecy. I'm writing for Prophecy. 2 months go by. The month of the event, the nigga Prophecy have a stroke. So remember when they had to go cut me up for Prophecy and all that, you know what I mean?
Right.
So Prophecy had the stroke, so that battle had to get canceled. So now we had a half a year since my last showing on URL. Nobody's seeing me, you feel me?
Right.
So my buzz is going down. And after that, then we finally come up with Scotty.
Oh, Scotty, okay.
We finally come up with Scotty. URL had a fucking longest card they've ever had on a PG. They had 14 fucking battles. Then they had the smoke room in the back, and it was just chaos. The shit was just chaotic at the Honeycomb joint. I believe that's what it was called. and I was the co-main event. But I think we ended up going last or right before last. Long story short, everybody was high, drunk out of their mind. I felt like I was fucking him up. I was getting reaction. Scotty wasn't getting, he was getting zero reaction. This is probably the worst Scotty I may have ever saw. You feel me? And I don't feel like the battle was electrifying enough in totality. So they never released it. So now, we had almost a year. Ain't nobody seen hand on URL. You feel me?
Right.
But nobody knows all the bullshit that's going on behind the back outs, the cancellations, the MA, all that shit. So then, after like a year go by, finally get the battle of, now they got Snake Eyes. To be honest with you, at this point, it's kind of a bad taste in my mouth about Battle Rap. Well, because I feel like I'm at the point where I'm supposed to break through and just all this nuts just keep happening. You feel me?
Okay.
It's like all this nuts just keep happening. It's like, man, it's like, you know what, man, fuck this shit. I mean, it's not like I'm making a killing off it. And, you know how we get it, but
right.
So, but I said, you know what, I'm gonna go ahead and take the opportunity anyway. I had some medical issues like a week or 2 weeks before the Snake Eyes battle, which kind of hindered me my writing, but that's what I'm saying. I still feel like my material was better than his, but however, some people feel like he won, so it is what it is. Just to go
right.
Okay, so you know a lot of people got you taking that L to Snake Eyes, though.
You said a lot of people. When you say a lot of people, I don't know those people. I don't talk to people that say, I don't hear people come to me and say you lost.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, people don't come to me and say you lost.
Shit like that.
You feel me?
Like that.
So, I don't know. I don't know everybody in the world either. So, at the same time, some people may feel like that. And if they do, that's cool, too. Like, at the end of the day, battle rap should opinionate it. You know what I'm saying?
So you feel like you won?
The battle?
Yeah.
I feel like the battle was a loss in totality. Not that I lost to him, the battle was a loss. Because I feel like he was ass too.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't on my A game, and I felt like he didn't do anything either. So I felt like if somebody felt like he won a battle that was kind of super light, like, all right, that's fine. I'm not really too worried about that, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, I don't make excuses, you know what I'm saying? But that's probably the lightest meat anybody has ever saw or will ever see. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because I know how I prepare for battles, and I know, you know, that situation. But it was, all
right, man. So are you ready to talk about this tournament or no, my nigga? Like, what's up with you, boy?
Let's get into it, man.
Yeah, man, let's get into it. I got a whole nother conversation for you, but that might gotta be part two of like the Philadelphia battle rap period, bro. You dig what I'm saying? That's a whole thing.
I actually just had a somewhat of a conversation like that on another podcast, so I'm waiting for it to come out. It wasn't too in detail, but
right.
A little bit about some battle rap culture. But yeah, no, I'm definitely ready to talk about the tournament though, man. I'm excited.
So we got this ultimate tournament, this ultimate madness. They linked you with Brooklyn Hands. And I know that I'm gonna tell the folks, like, me and you had a convo before you got picked, and we just knew you was going to get Brooklyn Hands, though.
That's a fact. I mean, I thought we was going out of the hat, but...
I did too, man.
But they did have it. See, what I don't like is how I didn't tune into your show the other day, but I caught your comment about P made a comment as if he wanted to... like throw somebody under the bus or sacrifice somebody, he would
put in front of Brooklyn Hands or something like that. If he wanted to line somebody up, he would have made them battle Brooklyn Hands. That's what he said, dog. So, you know, I was stirring some kind of cat, you know.
Oh, shit. You know what? He got me fucked up. He got me fucked up. I do the lining, man. I do the lining.
Right.
I do the fucking lining. He got me all the way fucked up. But you know what? I like that, though. I like that. I like that. Because they know what happened when you put a fucking a lion back against the wall, right?
Right.
Face first.
You put a lion back on the wall, shit get crazy. Shit get crazy. Shit get real crazy. Like, and I know this nigga can rap. Yeah, he can rap. I can fucking rap too, though. You feel me?
Right.
And I can't get too in depth because I don't want to give away nothing. But
you don't gotta give away nothing. But how do you feel about the matchup? Period. You versus Hands.
I feel like energy.
Okay.
I feel energy. I feel darkness. I feel explosiveness. Like, I feel like it's going to be one for the books. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know I'm coming. I'm hitting every other line. Every line I'm hitting. Every time. I'm saying something every time. Right. I know that's how I'm coming. I'm coming every time. I fucking drop a line, I'm looking for a jaw to drop. And I ain't looking for shit to drop because I ain't watching it, but I'm saying, like, that's what's going to be happening. Like, that's how
right.
That's how I'm preparing. You feel me? I feel like the shit I'm preparing, if I was a fan sitting outside watching, I'd be blowing my fucking lid. You feel me? And it's because of the fact that, and I think it's the fact niggas ain't seen me. Like, people don't see me like that. They haven't been seeing me battling, like, so they don't got that bad news hand in their head.
Okay. Okay.
You feel me? Okay. They forgetting how dark it can get. So
how you feel about nobody having you winning at all? How you feel about that?
People do have me winning.
I mean, besides the champion joint I seen.
No, right, but I feel like it's
listen, I'm
it's
not
a popularity thing.
Because home team know. We know already.
No. I mean, but the masses, like I've been seeing on YouTube, I mean, seeing on Twitter and all that shit, I feel exactly what you're saying. A lot of motherfuckers,
right.
Majority have me losing this battle. You say, how
right.
do I feel about that?
Right, yeah.
I feel like it's a popularity out there. I feel like that's a popularity choice right now. I feel like people haven't
shit like
been
that,
me.
Shit like that, shit like that, shit like that, shit like that.
People haven't been seen. First of all, you got Brooklyn Hands, who's an underground rapper from New York. We got a little buzz out there. But your man, who you've been around the whole time, is Mad Hoffa, bro. Your name is synonymous with Mad.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So when you come into the battle culture that he's already in and then did a lot of shit in, they kind of hold you on that same standard with him to a certain degree because you can rap. Even though you haven't battled that much, they look at your rap and I mean, put you on that pedestal. And secondly, they've been URL been pushing you for the past year. You've been getting battles that ain't
right.
that been light. You've been losing or you know, saying mediocre performances. You know what I mean,
right.
shit like that. Shit like that.
Face,
you know what I mean?
Face,
like, so, this is why I'm clueless as to why niggas feel like he going dog walk me or something. Like, first of all, I need a nigga to tell me when they ever seen me get dog walk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't happen. And the reason it don't happen is because I can fucking really rap.
Dumb the Mongols.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he gonna come in there and he gonna talk his shit. I mean, he gonna talk about Tom Shears and Interim and all this other goofy shit, rocking a mohawk, but, I mean, it's not, what do you, come on, cuz. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be interesting, though. It's gonna be real interesting,
Listen, I'm not gonna lie, I think niggas is sleeping on you, bro, I do. You dig what I'm saying?
They are, and that's what I'm loving, because if they don't hear this, if they don't listen to me today, and if they don't feel a sense of confidence, then they're going to still come in there thinking that they're getting a hand that's not fully prepared or a hand that, I mean, like, they don't know my vibe. Right. And they're not expecting what's coming.
Right.
When them haymakers get the lantern and I start lighting this big ass up, come on, man. The shock factor might kill him.
True, because the shock factor is very important here. And since we're talking about shock factor, let's go to the judges. How you feel about those? How you feel about the four that has been picked?
Oh, to be honest with you, I don't feel no way because I don't know any of them.
Right.
I've never had a conversation with any of those judges, like live in person, as far as my recollection goes. So, but I do feel like there's already going to be a bias list towards Brooklyn Hands because some of them are based in New York. Of course, they know him, you know, been around him. And it's just already expecting him to have something that's going to impress them. So when they hear
right.
something that slightly impresses them, it may give them that, you know what I'm saying, too. So, you know, but that's battle rap, man. I've been, I did about 3 battles home out of like 20-something battles. I'm used to my back being against the wall. I'm used to half of the, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm used to half of the, you know, fight an uphill fight. So, it is what it is. I'm coming prepared for that.
All right, so we got you in hand, right? So, all right, so let's talk about the tournament in general. Like, who you feel on this bracket is ass?
Is ass?
Ass.
You said it ass? Oh, man. Ass. I don't really think nobody's ass.
Okay.
Everybody in this tournament has had a moment that has impressed me. I can say that. I've heard something from them that has impressed me. Even though in totality may not be the greatest. Now, see, you say ass as a strong word, like you try and call a nigga corny. Now, if you want to say who, man, where the fuck my phone go?
Yeah.
If you use another word, you know what I'm saying, like who's the lightest in the tournament?
Right, who's the lightest,
you know,
in the tournament? Who's the lightest?
I may have to say it's out of Your Honor and Boo Bando.
Yeah, I don't think Your Honor is the lightest in this tournament, dog.
Your Honor is not light by far in the entertainment factor. But I'm talking about actually rapping wise. Yeah, it's there. His rapping is there. But again, he shows you don't need that to win.
Exactly.
You don't need that to win the battle. So, you know, that's what I mean, but I don't think niggas is corny. Like, I mean, I see why they here, why niggas fuck with them, saying. But if I had the, you know, that's on top of the dome.
All right, who you think, is the strongest then?
Who do I think is the strongest in this tournament?
Who is you,
what do you like?
Mean,
like the best nigga in there?
We don't gotta say who the best nigga, because I know everybody is battle rappers in the tournament, so we all gonna feel like we are the best nigga, but we also gonna keep it a bean, we gonna keep it a dollar, it's gonna be a nigga in here that we gonna be like, it's gonna be a good battle, or, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm gonna have to turn up.
I'm gonna have to say fine.
Okay. Okay.
I'm gonna have to say Fonz. Fonz got some heavy hits.
Right.
Fonz got some heavy hits. You know what I'm saying? He be dropping some heavy joints. You know what I'm saying? Fonz, I'm gonna have to say Fonz.
So being that you saying Fonz, him and Kruger, you got who
Who you got on there? It's a keep.
No, the card is just the card is just nasty. I actually don't have anybody because, in all honesty, the last crew I saw wasn't the crew I saw for his KK out.
Yeah, but see, I kind of think that's unfair because
I'm not saying crew gonna lose. I'm saying I'm not judging off of that. I'm judging off of the Kid Chaos crew.
Okay.
Versus the haymakers that the ball five can bring. It's hard for me to pick a winner. I can't pick a winner. You feel me?
Okay. So, okay, you got two people on your left side. Give me, like, a prediction on your left end. Who you think, like, the last two is going to be?
You mean behind them inside, right?
Yeah.
The last two? I think the last two is going to be, if he be him... The last two, I'm going to have to say, it's going to be probably, I don't know, man. It could be, I think Jay going to be there. I think Jay the Nightwing going to be there. If he come focused, I think he going to be at the end.
Hey, yo, he is all right.
He got nice little style. I think them chokes definitely dropped him down, but he definitely got some shit out there. I think him, but I don't know, because I think Spico can beat Your Honor, but at the same time, Your Honor could try to, you know, laugh him out the building type draw and get away with some shit, and I can see that happening a little bit. You feel me?
Now, right.
New Bandit going to beat Gunpowder Pat. Oh, no. Gunpowder Pat might be the lightest. I'm tripping.
Yeah.
That's who. I knew I was forgetting somebody. See, I was in the jump. But, yeah, so New Bandit going to beat him. Squeako, Your Honor. I'm going to go with Squeako, man. And Squeako going to beat New Bandit. Didn't they battle already?
Who? Squeako and Rue? No, I think Your Honor and Rue did.
All right. But yeah, so it would have to be Squeako and Jay. That's like the first time you hear that combination, right?
Okay.
I think it's a little different, man.
Because Squeako and Your Honor is two different. It's two different complete.
It's two different but the same. Because Squeako can give you that entertainment off the wall kind of down south,
right?
You know, funny hood shit twisted in two. He can go there with you too and pull it off. You know, but he also can go the other way with you, too, and be hitting a lot. When Your Honor try to go the other way, it still would just sound silly. But I don't know, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. This is a toss-up. But if I had to say, I'm going with Squeako and Jada Nightwing at the end of the other bracket.
All right, so our side. Everybody's saying our side is like the hardest side.
Alright, so if I had to take down, I'm just going to pick, because I got to fucking pick. Fuck it.
Right.
I'm going to go Ace I Mean beating Bad News, if he's not nervous, like he was with Swamp. Bad News probably going to try to overwhelm him with all that energy and aggressive shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Well, we'll see how hot. I think Ace going to take well of that versus News, because I don't think think News pinned as good as Swamp was against him probably. So,
right.
But I got Meat beating Buckleheads, so that would be me and Ace after that. Then you and Don Marino. I got you beating Don Marino. I'm just scared for the shock factor for him for you.
But why would he have shock factor though. He's as the polls is saying, they expecting him
okay,
to
but
win.
Okay, you know how we got. But listen, you know how we got four judges,
right?
And then we got the other one,
right?
That other one may be the one.
I think that other one is for me, man.
I think
that
other one gonna fuck a lot of people over. I think the other one, I know definitely for me.
you talking about the judges.
The judge situation. I know it's four judges, but it's another vote too.
Oh, you talking about the fifth judge? Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah, but the fifth judge. You feel me? Like
the same vote. You talking about the fifth?
Yeah. The fan move might have that sympathy up there for Don up there telling you about his, you know, his 12 people in the minivan and the, landscaping and shit like that. The food family, like.
But that's what I'm saying, though. That talk is not going to work with me, though.
It's probably not going to work because he's probably going to negate it. Don't mean to put your strategy out there, bro.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not worried about like that talk. I'm not worried about that talk. I'm worried about
because that talk helping versus swamp. It really did not help me,
bro. Like you can't beat me at my best shit, dog. You dig what I'm saying? You gotta go to another lane that you know I'm not like okay at, but. Man, this shit about to be different for this nigga. This shit different, man. It's just.
I got no doubt that this is it's gonna be a. I feel like it's gonna be a lot of. I think this first round it's just gonna be bananas. Like the whole first round is gonna be bananas. You know what I'm saying.
Right.
I'm looking forward to it though.
I just want, you know, I want everybody, I want all the judges to come in there, like, unbiased and, like, yo, trying to hear, like, the best shit. Like, whoever is the best battler, I'm okay with that.
Right. Well, I'm giving everybody a benefit of the doubt, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's what everybody's going to do when they wouldn't have been checked. But at the end of the day, it is what it is, and all we can do is control what we can control, man. That's what happens, right?
So, P saying that, you know, I guess they're going to take the top six performers and put them on rookies versus vets, and I guess it can't be, like, a clear loser unless you just, like, just completely trash. You know what I'm saying? Like, because if you do have a good first-round battle, then I'm thinking, like, you know, niggas is still going, like, they going to put you on. Huh? It's already paid for.
Hey,
yo, how you talking about you about to pay for something with my money, guys? Like, that is, I'm about to pay.
Oh, you know how that go.
Yeah. But, all right, so I guess we can talk a little bit about Philadelphia, like battle rap as a whole. I don't want to get too deep into it because we can, you know, save this for like a whole genre or whatever. But how you feel about Philadelphia like battle rap state like right now?
I feel like it's mediocre.
Mm.
Mediocre. But it's better than it was.
Then when?
Better than it was. Then before we got here.
Okay. All right, I mean,
before
I
we got here. before Les got hot again.
Right.
Before Reed actually got some wins. Or, you know, put up good enough showings that was, you know, like, all right, cool.
Right.
Tolerable. You know, like, doing shit like that, you know, standing strong. So, you know, in that aspect, I feel like we're not shitty. We mediocre now. Now we got to get to the upper echelon. I mean, that's all me and you know.
I don't know if you're feeling like the pressure of like this like point of like we're about to go into like the tournament. We know where the culture is at in the city. We're like the only two niggas from the city that can, you know, possibly put, you know, a stamp on it. You get what I'm saying? Like, because if one of us, me or you, we bring it.
I don't feel the pressure. You know why I don't feel the pressure? Because I carried that mantle in my head and on my shoulders the whole time I've been here.
Okay.
So all the battles that I've already been in, I've been through the big fights or so-called big fights with that chip on my shoulder and the experience already. So I'm going into these battles already with that knowing how I feel and how to operate and how to, I mean, how I can be better at it too at the same time. So it's no pressure. And then secondly, like, a lot of people counted me out. A lot of people counted me out. If we're going to be real easy, you know what I'm saying? Niggas counted me out, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's, and the only reason niggas counted me out is because niggas don't know what happened. All they know is they don't see me.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I don't blame niggas for that, but niggas counted me out, you know what I'm saying? So, like my man Meek said, man, the views gonna cost him, you know what I'm saying? He took it off though.
I feel like, bro.
How do you feel about the question? Is it a question for you?
I mean, I look at it different because I don't think, as in say my opponent can like think is no. I don't think there's no competition. I don't see what people are seeing. You dig what I'm saying? So maybe
we can't do what you do. For the fans of you.
Okay. Okay.
So,
I see what...
If anybody's coming to watch the battle for Easy to Block Captain, they're probably going to have you winning regardless. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Because the talk different.
Right.
The fan different.
Right. But I mean, I just don't. Bro, I don't feel like he can rap with me, period, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, and, you know, he's doing extra shit. You know, he takes battles, you know what I'm saying, like, quickly and all of that shit. And I'm guessing people is giving him because he can prepare, like, they're giving him that excuse, like, because he can prepare fast and he got, like, people, like, behind him, like, that causes him to get like a boost. See, me is like,
I mean, but you know it does, guys. It's, listen, we know how this goes. It's a popularity contest, guys.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But see, what people don't realize, see, this is what motherfuckers gotta realize. My whole life I've been an underdog. I know how valuable shock value is.
Right.
Y'all can always have somebody prepared to think that they're gonna be it. Or you expecting this out of that person, and they give you what you expected, but that other shit you hear, blow your fucking lid. Like,
thanks.
Yeah, I mean, like, I didn't expect that out of him. Like, what? Hold on. And see, that's the thing I mean about dying just because of his ethnicity. We're not used to seeing his kind. You know,
I don't know. Listen, it doesn't play a factor to the, it don't play a factor to the, like, the judges. Because they know who
he is. But to the innocent fan eye, it might. You feel me?
Okay, so that means I would just have to win them over. Because if I can get three of them, I don't even need the. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
right. All you need is three of the judges that you live.
Right. So it's like, okay, that shock factor that y'all speak of for me is a rat. Because all the judges know that the niggas, he's not, you mean he rap about this and he rap about that, but it's just like this. It's like, okay, he's been
he said already got his number.
Listen, man, it's about to be different for him, man. Like, I know he, and then I was saying this, he like making it seem like this shit easy. He like, this about to be a layup. Bro, I don't care if his whole team gave this nigga 4 bars apiece, bro. Like, it's not going to work, man. It's not going to be enough. It's not going to be enough, man, because it's just like, I don't know, man. I'm about to show it. Plus, he good already. He's taking battles before this little internet battles. He like, regardless if he win the tournament or not, he going to be, I mean, he already booked for it. Listen, bro, I'm not here for that. I'm here for something else, man. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I don't know why, like, niggas get faulted for not, like, all right, you get credited for taking battles every 2 weeks or a month, but a nigga don't get credited for not.
You can have my face in the background. Can you, is it
out? I mean, I can hear some static, yeah.
All right, I don't know what
we're about to cut this joint short. We can do the part two, probably tomorrow or something, bro.
I don't know. Whenever the show come back up, man, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate you having me, you know what I'm saying? And it's definitely a lot more in depth we want to go about the culture here in our whole city. It's a lot to talk about, man. And possible plans of us push it further together, you know, some kind of way, if possible. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, at the end of the day, just hope you don't fuck right into me and that fucking Ultimate Madness. I'm going to smoke your silly ass, too. I remember you with the tiger stripes on your face, too, nigga. I ain't forget.
Who, man? Bro, listen. I ain't even worried about you. That's, like, easy. That's too easy, man.
Here we go.
Yeah, man.
Love is love, man.
I know it's something that you want to say, though. I know it, though. I already know it.
No, it ain't. No, you're so wrong.
It's a possibility that me and you can see each other then. All
it's
you
a
gotta
possibility.
Do, you gotta win first round, you gotta win second round, and then we meet, in the third. But you got more like of an easier schedule.
You think?
Yeah, because if I beat Don, I would either have to battle Krug or Fon.
Oh, yeah, that's a rumble.
Right, so either
that's
one I would have,
the
yeah.
And I would have what? Yeah. Bad News or Ace?
Yeah, and a
that
and, is the right, and it's only really like, you know, yeah, right.
Oh, this is, man, love is love, but listen, make sure y'all follow me on Instagram, OG_BobbyHair, and follow me on Twitter at BitchI'mBigHair. Y'all already know, log on to the website, www.bighair.com.
Your right. Listener. All right, bro. I appreciate you calling up and all of that. We definitely gonna have you back on. Make sure that you rep Philly, nigga. Don't lose, because if I win, I'm grinding you the fuck up. You hear me?
I remember something like that.
All right, bro. Yeah, man. We had Big Hand on the line. Anyway, man, the thing about Philly is, I think we being very overlooked. I'm about to shock the fucking world, man. I promise y'all, man. This shit that I got for Don is different. It's different, too. But, you know what I mean? I'm not going to give too much. It's just going to be, yeah. Well, round one, I'm on that joint. But, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate everybody for coming out, man. Subscribe. Tell all your folks to subscribe. It's easy to block cap. Then we about to get big as shit. I promise you. You hear me? I promise you. All right, man. We out.